ever find yourself standing on one of South Africa's amazing golf courses,
Yeah.
maybe a bit of wind, and you're just second-guessing that club choice, wishing you knew the exact distance?
Oh, happens all the time, doesn't it?
It does. So today, we're diving deep into a pretty clever gadget designed to get rid of that uncertainty: the Golf Range Finder.
Yep.
We're digging into insights from the How to Choose a Golf Range Finder, South Africa's guide, over on the Golf Day Buddy app website.
Good resource, that one.
Yeah, the idea is to figure out how picking the right one can genuinely change your game, especially here with our, unique courses.
Absolutely. Precision, I mean, that's the name of the game in golf, right? And rangefinder, it's basically a tool that tells you exactly how far away something is.
Like the flag stick or maybe a bunker.
Exactly. The flag, a hazard, maybe even the front edge of the green. And knowing that exact number, well, it's super important for picking the right club. Takes the guesswork out.
Right, takes the guesswork out. And that right club decision, it often depends on how you measure the distance, I suppose. What are the main types golfers here in SA will encounter?
Well, you basically have two main kinds. First up, there are laser range finders.
Okay.
These shoot out a little beam of light, totally safe, of course, to your target.
Like pointing it at the flag.
Pointed to the flag, tree, whatever. It measures how long that beam takes to bounce back. And they are incredibly accurate, like often within a single yard.
Wow, 1 yard. That's pretty precise.
It is. And a lot of them now have something called slope adjustment, which is fantastic, especially here. It tells you if you're hitting uphill or downhill and gives you the plays like distance.
Ah, so it accounts for the hills. That sounds super useful on some of our courses.
It's a game changer on hilly terrain, yeah. Then you've got the GPS range finders.
Right, the satellite ones.
Yeah.
How are they different?
Well, like you said, they use satellites, just like your car's GPS. They usually show you distances to maybe the front, the middle, and the back of the green.
Okay, so less pinpoint, more general zones.
Sort of, yeah. But the big plus is they often come preloaded with maps of thousands of courses, loads of South African ones, too.
Oh, okay.
And they can even give you warnings about hazards like water or sand traps, sometimes before you can even properly see them.
So it's not just about getting a number. How do these tools actually, make you a better golfer? What are the real benefits?
Yeah, good question. They really are more than just gadgets. Think about it. More exact shots because you know the true distance.
Right.
Better planning. You can see trouble, avoid it. Plan your way around the course much smarter.
Yeah.
That leads to lower scores.
Makes sense.
It saves time, too. No more pacing off yardages or looking for sprinkler heads. You get the distance fast.
Yeah, speeds things up.
And honestly, confidence. Knowing the exact number just makes you feel sure about your club choice, about your
Yeah.
swing. You learn your actual distances over time. That helps you improve consistently wherever you play an essay.
Okay, that's a great summary of the tech and the payoff. But let's talk South Africa specifically. Why is that precision maybe even more critical on our courses? What makes them so challenging?
It's really our terrain diversity. South African courses can throw, well, pretty much everything at you.
Like what?
You've got Ceres Hills, think Cape Winelands or the Drakensberg area. You get strong, swirling winds, especially near the coast, and plenty of tricky water hazards and bunkers.
Yeah, I could picture that.
Take a course like, say, Fancourt Montague down in George. It demands really precise shots because there's water everywhere, lots of vegetation. A rangefinder just cuts through the visual confusion.
It helps you see the actual target distance despite the distractions.
Exactly. And here's something maybe not everyone thinks about altitude. Playing up here in Joburg, the ball flies further than down at the coast in Durban, right?
Ah, the thin air effect, yeah.
Your rangefinder gives you the actual distance, but you still need to know how your ball performs at that altitude to pick the right club. It helps you factor that in.
That's a really important point for local golfers.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm sold. I need one. How do I actually pick the best rangefinder for me? What features matter?
Okay, key things to look for. Magnification, how much it zooms in, helps you lock onto the flag. Then the range, how far it can measure. Most golfers are fine with something between, say, 600 and 1,000 meters.
Right.
Definitely check for that slope adjustment feature we mentioned,
Yeah.
especially if you play hilly courses like out in Mpumalanga, maybe.
Yeah.
Super useful.
And battery. Don't want it dying mid-round.
Definitely not. Check the battery life, see what kind it uses. Some are rechargeable, others use specific batteries.
Okay. And the big question, the cost. What's the rand damage look like?
Ha, yeah, always a consideration. Look, you've got a range. cheaper options, maybe starting around $1,300 up to R3500. Brands like Precision Pro, some Bushnell models fit in there. Good entry points.
Yeah, mid-range.
Maybe R3500 up to about R6000. You'll find solid stuff from Nikon, Garmin in that bracket. Really good quality. Then you get the top end, fancy ones. R6000, maybe up to R12000 or even more sometimes. Think Leupold or the top Bushnell models like the Pro XE.
So quite a spread. Any tips for finding deals?
Yeah, definitely keep an eye on sites like Takealot, Loot. They often have sales. And maybe sign up for newsletters from the big golf shops. They'll often email out specials.
Good tips. And one last thing, crucial for SA, the weather. We get it all, don't we? Humidity in Derbs, blazing sun in the Karoo, those high-veld thunderstorms.
Absolutely critical. You need something that can handle it. Look for water resistance. An IPX4 rating is good. It means it's splash-proof from any direction. Perfect for rain or just heavy dew.
Right. Don't want it fogging up either.
Exactly. Some are nitrogen purged to prevent internal fogging. That Bushnell Pro XE we mentioned, known for being really tough, truly weatherproof.
So it seems choosing the right golf rangefinder for playing here in South Africa, it's not just buying another piece of kit. It's really about making your golf more enjoyable, more confident.
Yeah, and actually helping you improve. Think about it, knowing that exact distance every single shot.
Yeah.
It could totally change how you approach your next round, how you strategize.
It really could lower those scores.
Definitely makes the game more fun when you feel like you know what you're doing.
For sure. And for anyone wanting even more detail, remember to check out that guide, How to Choose a Golf Rangefinder, South Africa's Guide, on the Golf Day Buddy app website.
Yeah, it's a great resource. Worth a look.
Absolutely. Well, that's our deep dive for today. Hopefully that gives you a much clearer picture of the world of golf rangefinders.